the way this Winners and Weasels work, from what I can remember, can you have the same person for the winner and the weasel?
Wait, it's been done before.
Rarely. But it has been done. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go. It would be easy to take Jonathan Papelbon, so I'm not even going to go down that road for the weasel because he's been a weasel since the day he got here. So I'm going to go LeBron James, and this is where I'm going to call him the winner. Because he's got all those boneheads, those dopes, those idiots and morons from ESPN, the network where the English language is completely destroyed, and it's not news anymore. It's totally entertainment, but I'm not entertained most of the time. But anyway, because he's got all those people running all over the country, following him around in Vegas and Cleveland, not even following around, people stationed in Cleveland and Miami and all
that. Oh, they're at his house in Bath.
It's bizarre.
There's police cars, cruisers.
But see, I think he's a winner for getting those dopes to run around to give all those useless reporters that they have something to do. Josina Anderson is the worst. She does football a lot of times too. She'll always say, and I want people to listen to this now, whenever she does a report, so-and-so told me, and then so-and-so told me, and then so-and-so told me, and he told 15 other people that were in the group of people that when you were talking to him. But she's quoting fans who came out to talk to her. She came out to talk to her and give her their opinions about LeBron. She was in Cleveland coming to Cleveland. So she went out to talk, which is, that's great, all right? So
But if he gets sent out to do an assignment.
But don't take a quote from a fan.
But.
Dopes.
I understand, but like.
What, fans don't count? Is that what you're saying, Howard?
You're in a tough spot. You get sent out.
What are the fans going to say? They're going to say we want him back.
But there's nobody to talk to, so you have to do something. You have to come up with some video. So if they send you out to do it, you have to make the best of your assignment. It's the best she could do with the assignment. The assignment was go to Bath, wherever it was. She's,
okay, but here's the best one. Here's the best one, and this is why LeBron's got them all. Just not even making it up, just saying stupid things. She says, the police captain told me that if he signs in Cleveland and there's a demonstration, they will take care of it at that time. Well, no kidding. Really?
If he signs in Cleveland or Miami?
No, Cleveland. She was in Cleveland.
Oh, I was afraid that they would sign in Miami and there'd be a riot in Cleveland.
No, there'll be a riot in Cleveland anyway. They got nothing else to do.
Look at Johnny Manziel.
But wait, they'll take care of it at that time. Well, what else would they do? That's their job, if you take care of, you know, things that...
Well, it's because, Howard, if somebody tells you something, like, you think Rhea's a good reporter, right? She just told you that Ruben Amaro has no problem with Jonathan Papelbon.
Yeah. No, she reported that he said that.
I reported that he said it while I was trying not to laugh.
Okay. But you have to include that in a report because somebody has to get a comment on Papelbon throwing his team under the bus. So you have to get a comment. Here, we don't have to hear what the police captain tells us.
That's the issue. You don't have to hear. However, much as people bitch and moan, everybody seems to be kind of watching this thing.
They're watching it, but don't tell me.
Because
Oh, you mean if there's a demonstration and it's not LeBron, the police captain won't do anything?
It's because you can make fun of something, and I think it's stupid, too, just like you.
Okay.
However, I'm entertained by the idiots running about like it's a circus.
I just never understood people driving to somebody's house.
It's insane.
And hanging
He's
outside.
Not there, Rhea.
I
He's
understand
in Vegas.
That.
He's in Vegas. They're on his house.
And he's in Vegas, and they got somebody in Miami. It's just, oh, my gosh. So he's my winner because he's got ESPN.
Oh, he's got the whole world running around, man.
I know. And they're running around like, oh, my God.
How about
the Pied Piper.
You use sources, right?
Yes.
How about some of the sources coming out on this? It's like.
Everything, it's different, though, right?
It's crazy. There's nobody knows anything.
He's the only one that knows.
Yes, but everybody thinks that they talk to the guy that, you know, cleans his sneakers, and then the guy that does this, the guy that does that. It's nuts.
When you have that much money, you have someone who cleans your sneakers. Yeah. I thought you just buy new ones.
When he gets really rich, get somebody that dirties them too.
Well, he's got to deal with Nike, so they just send him 100 pairs at a time.
Who swapped? Did you see what happened at Wimbledon when the guy swapped his sneakers? He kept falling down. He has a sponsorship with Adidas, and then he changed out of his sneakers to get another brand.
Well. Oh, I didn't see him go
Somebody
to another
got
brand.
Fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Djokovic had a problem sliding around.
Yeah.
And then, but I thought when I saw it on TV that he changed to another pair of Adidas.
Oh, I think thought it was another brand. I didn't see those.
No, yet. I think it was Adidas. I think because I looked for the stripes. But no, I think he changed. Because they always have multiple pairs of shoes. It's easy to get another pair of shoes. But anyway, he's my winner.
So he's your winner of the week.
Okay. Now.
Who's your weasel?
LeBron James. Because he hasn't made a friggin' decision yet, but he loves it. He loves it because he's got everybody running around like a bunch of puppets.
But isn't he in a spot now where if he doesn't say Cleveland, he's even a... All the goodwill that he's gained over the last few years goes away?
I mean, fallout from... I mean, I was one of those people who hated what he did. But, you know, he hasn't done anything bad since then.
But if he doesn't go there now after this... He looks like a really bad guy.
Only because you've given them hope.
The only
but he's not said it. It's been the other morons, all these people that report everything. He hasn't said it.
Yeah, but the fact that he didn't say, if he just said, no, look, I'm staying with Miami, that's where I've been, I wouldn't have had a single problem with it. It's the dangling out there.
Well, that's why he's a weasel.
See, if he goes to Cleveland and wins, it's his last chance. To be included really with the really big guys, the Michael Jordans and the Magics and the Birds. If he wins in Cleveland, I think he belongs in that company.
Well, I don't know that he'll ever get into that company. However, he takes a step up because he helped Miami win a championship. Yep. And if he goes to Cleveland, and I think Cleveland in the future has a better chance of winning championships than Miami now because Dwayne Wade shot.
But why would they be talking about trading Wiggins and getting Love if they didn't think they had LeBron on the burner here?
Well, but you always set it up. You don't wait till...
That's what I mean. There's got to be something. And the owner took the thing off the website, that letter that he ripped LeBron.
All right. And they what they did is they cleared cap space by trading some other players.
Yeah, so, he looks like a real... To me,
I don't think that
he
would
looks
be his
like
fault.
A really bad guy if he doesn't go to
Well,
Cleveland
here's
right
why
now.
I said this yesterday. Unfortunately, I said it in front of your boss.
Spike, yeah.
Yeah, your boss.
Yeah.
That I said, if LeBron James goes to Cleveland, I'd become a fan of LeBron James because now he's doing something. Now he's doing it for money, but he's going to get the max anywhere. But he's now going back to where he came from, which he should have never left. And he's now helping the city of Cleveland that needs any kind of help they can get.
He's righting the wrong.